都再一次歡迎今日第一次嚟到崇拜。We welcome all of you again the first time to come to our service. 願神咧祝福你哋，同埋俾你平安。May the Lord bless you and give you peace. 咁啊，今日咧我哋一齊打開聖經，我哋睇民數記。Let's turn our Bibles to Numbers. 我哋今日睇第七章，同埋會睇少少第八章。We're going to look at chapter 8, 7 and 8. 剛剛完咗呢個暑假，咁啊，相信大家咧完咗暑假都翻學啊，已經啲要翻學，應該翻曬係咪？ You know, we just finished the summer holiday. I'm sure that all of you that have to go to school are back in school now. 有冇啲人仲未翻學啊？除咗 Bethany， yeah， Ermis 未翻學啊？哦，咁啊，你哋有福啦，可以等候啦。啊，不過暑假我哋好忙啊 ，summer holiday we're so busy。咁啊，但係喺忙嘅時候咧，始終都要即係收拾心情啊，再翻學。But even though we're busy, we still have to put our hearts back right to get ready for school。咁我諗咧，有時翻學最忙嘅家長。And maybe the people that are the busiest are the parents getting their children ready. 咁所以希望你望住學生或者做家長都希望神祝福你。And whether you're a student or a parent, you know, may the Lord bless you today. 咁今日咧，我哋要睇聖經咧第二長最長嘅經文，即係一章聖經。And today we're going to look at the second longest chapter in the Bible. 咁第二長聖經咧，就可能你睇嘅時候會覺得有呢個重複。And as you look at the second longest chapter of the Bible, you might think that there's a lot of repetition. 咁可能會問點解會咁樣重複、重複、重複又講嘅 ？Maybe why does it keep repeating itself over and over？ 咁我覺得咧，可能佢嘅重點喺個重複嘅裏邊。And I think that the important part is in its repetition. 所以當我哋睇嘅時候咧。靠神咧，透過呢個經文咧，即係教導我哋。And as we look at it, may the Lord teach us from what's in this chapter. 咁你唔使驚，我哋唔會睇曬八十幾節。And you don't have to be afraid. We're not going to look at all 89 verses of this chapter. 咁但係喺當中咧，我會睇到咧，神係有個信息俾我哋。But we're going to find that God has to speak to us today.咁所以我哋先睇第民数记第七章第一节，我哋读到第十节。So let's look in Numbers chapter 7 verse 1 to 10。民数记第七章第一节，摩西立完了帐幕，就把帐幕用膏抹了，使它成圣，又把其中的器具和坛并坛上的器具都抹了。使他成圣，当天以色列的众首领，就是各族的族长，都来奉献。他们是各支派的首领，管理那些被扫的人。他们把自己的贡物送到耶和华面前，就是六轮奉子车和十二只公牛，每辆都首领奉献一辆车。每首领奉献一只牛，他们把这些都奉到帐幕前。耶和华晓谕摩西说：你要收下这些，好作回幕的使用，都要照利未人所办的事交给他们。于是摩西收了车和牛，交给利未人，把两轮车、四只牛、照甲、顺子、孙。所辦的事交給他們，又把四輪車、八隻牛、照米拉尼子孫所辦的事交給他們。他們都在祭司亞倫的兒子以他瑪手下，但車與牛都沒有交給哥喝子孫，因為他們辦的是聖所的事，在劍頭上。抬圣物，用膏抹坛的日子，首领都来奉 行奉獻壇的禮，眾首領就在壇前獻供物。
一起低頭祈禱。
Let's pray。主耶穌，我哋多謝你今日我哋喺你嘅話語當中咧，可以睇到你今日要俾我哋嘅説話。求你打開我哋嘅心，俾我哋可以聽得明，係可以領受你今日要俾我哋嘅教導。所以將以下嘅時間交託，奉耶穌名求 ，Amen。我今日我哋睇呢個經文咧，就係要講侍奉同埋奉獻，或者奉獻同埋侍奉。咁呢個係聖經裏邊最長第二長嘅聖經嘅經節。And we're going to look this morning at giving and serving. And this is the second longest chapter in the Bible. 咁啊，當我哋睇到呢個經文嘅時候咧，發現到咧第七章咧係講到奉獻。As we look at this chapter, it's talking about giving. 跟住第八章咧就係講到安立嗰啲嘅利未人。And then chapter 8, it's talking about the dedication service of the Levites. 咁所以呢第八章係講到侍奉。And so chapter 8 is talking about serving. 咁第七章同埋第八章加埋就係侍奉同埋奉獻。And so in chapter 7 and 8, we see it's talking about giving and serving. 咁喺呢個嘅第七章有好多嘅重複。咁如果我哋睇到呢最長嘅聖經係第幾篇，有冇人知？詩篇119，係。Yeah, the longest chapter in the Bible is Psalms 119. You're all very, very smart. 如果你睇詩篇119咧，每一節咧係講咩咧？ And if you look at Psalms 119, every verse in Psalms 119 is talking about something. What is it talking about?
这个不懂答案。
每一节是讲神的话语。And each verse in Psalm 119 is talking about the word of God. 所以最重要的最长的圣经呢，神是讲到神的说话，神的话语的重要。第二长的圣经的一章节呢，是讲到奉献。So the longest chapter in the Bible is talking about the word of God.And the second longest chapter in the Bible is talking about giving to God.
是很奇妙啊，不知道神有什么意思要这样。是不是偶然啊？
Is this just a coincidence that it happened that way? 我相信圣经是圣灵所写的。I believe that the Bible is inspired by God. 所以不是偶然的。So it's not a coincidence.神是有一个很重要的意思想告诉我们。And God has a meaning that he wants to give us. 如果你熟悉雅各书里面有一句说话呢，就是这样讲，说你只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。And in James, the book of James, it has a verse that tells us that we need to be doers of the word and not just hearers of the word.因为当我们学习神的话语的时候呢，神要我们实行。Because when we hear the word of God, God wants us to do it. 是吧？所以我们听到神的话，领受神的话，神要我们将他的话实践。So when we hear what God tells us, then he wants us to put it into practice. 咁啊，老实讲，人最难实践的地方呢，就是钱包的。And the hardest part for people to put into practice is with our wallet. 所以喺讲到奉献咧，就系讲到实践嘅一个最现实嘅一个地方。And so when we talk about putting the teaching of the Bible into practice, as we talk about giving, that it shows how much we're practicing.
好多时咧讲到奉献咧，有啲人系惊，有啲人怕。
And so often when we talk about giving to God, many people get scared and they're afraid.因为在这方面好像很难做得到。And because in this, it's like it's hard for us to do this. 但是如果你怎样运用神给你的金钱呢，就可以衡量到你是听神的话多少。
But as how you handle your money that God gives you can be an indication of how much you're willing to put into practice what God is teaching you.
那呢度我哋睇到咧，喺第七章呢啲领袖咧，系佢主动做呢个奉献。
As we look at chapter 7, we see that these leaders, they took the initiative to give this gift.
甚至乎呢, 神要跟摩西说啊,
and as you look at what we just read, God told Moses, he said, receive it.
即是个意思就是摩西好像是不想接受。
And it's kind of indicating that Moses didn't want to receive this gift.
为什么摩西不想接受呢? 因为我们看到在民数记是出埃及记，一路都是神跟摩西说，跟着摩西说人听要怎样。
As we've been looking through Genesis and Numbers, we see that it's God that's telling Moses what he wants the people to do, and then Moses tells the people.
但是在这个情况呢，是领袖自己想，自己做。
But here in this instance, the leaders did it on their own.
于是他奉献，跟着领给摩西，摩西完全不知道这件事。
And so it's like the leaders, they took this offering and they brought it to Moses, and Moses didn't know about it.
所以好像摩西呢，他的心就是说，喂，是不是神得不得啊？
所以神跟摩西说，你收了。<laughs> And so it's like Moses is saying, hey, wait a minute, does God like this? Does he want it? And God said to Moses, accept it.
但是我们都看到呢，我们不会读啊，唔使惊。第七章呢，跟住呢，有好多节呢，成80节呢。 就是讲到佢十二个人奉献啊，但系每一个人嘅第一个人点样奉献，讲到好仔细，跟住一二三四五六七八九十，十一个、十二个个奉献完完全全一样。
And then the next 80 verses, as you read, it says 12 of them gave their offering, and the first one it lists the offering in such detail and every little thing that he gave. And then the next 11, all 12 of them gave exactly the same thing.
Now, 当我们看到的时候呢，觉得是一个好美好的一个教导。
And as we look at it, I see it's a very special teaching.
因为这领导人呢，他行先，他用他的奉献的心来献给神。
Because here's the leaders that have taken the initiative to give an offering to God.
那些领导人呢，是做属灵的领袖。弟兄姊妹，如果你想做一个神使用的属灵的领袖，你从这里的第七章学习。
And if you want to be a spiritual leader in the church of God, take a lesson from chapter 7.
因为这些属灵领袖是会奉献,
because spiritual leaders will give.
你可以说有人讲呢，奉献就系可以衡量一个属灵者嘅成熟程度。
And some people have said that giving is a way to measure the maturity of spiritual people.
咁啊，另一人讲呢，即系奉献唔单止系衡量到你嘅成熟嘅程度，反而呢系成熟之路。
And somebody else has said that giving is not a measure of your maturity, but it's the road to maturity.
因为当我们奉献的时候呢，就是可以有神的心。点解呢？
Because when we give, it's like we have the heart of God. Why is that?
神做了啲咩事呢？神系先将佢嘅独生儿子赐俾我哋。
Because what did God do? But he gave us his only begotten son.
所以神嘅心呢，系一个奉献嘅心。 是一个送出的心,
and so the heart of God is a heart of giving.
所以当我们奉献呢，我们是有神那个心,
and so when we give, then we have the heart of God.
这个经文呢，有一个很重要的地方，神用了80节，是重复讲他的奉献。你想想，为什么神会这样讲？
I think this chapter is very special because God used 80 verses to repeat and repeat the offering that they give. I think there's something very special in this.
个意思呢，就是如果我写呢，我可能写第一个人嘅奉献列出嚟。
You know, if I was writing this, maybe I'd write the first person's offering and I'd list it out.
跟住呢，下一节我会咁样讲，跟住十一个人又系奉献同一样嘅嘢。
And then I'd say, you know, the next verse, the next 11 people gave exactly the same thing, and it's finished, you know, it's done. 但係神咧係用咗咁多次，重複又重複又重複，完完全全一樣嘅奉獻係咁樣列出嚟。點解 ？But you know, God repeated and repeated and repeated, kept listing in detail what each of them gave, and it's exactly the same thing. You read it; it's the same thing. Why? 我相信一個原因，神係要認定呢十二位嘅奉獻係話欣賞 ，because God wants to give approval. And acknowledge the gift that these 12 leaders gave. 你睇《希伯來書》第十章啊第六章十節。In Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10, 因為神並非不公義，竟忘記你所做的工和你們為他名所獻的愛心，就是先前侍候聖徒，如今還是侍候。So in Hebrews, it says that God is righteous. He will not forget your gifts of love and your acts of love.
这个经文是给我们一个很好的意思。神是不会忘记，甚至神是知道我们为神所做的。
God will not forget what you've done for him.
暑假很忙，弟兄姊妹做了很多事。
You know, this last summer, we've been very busy. We did a lot of things.
神不会忘记。我有人去四川，有人去福建，有人去台湾，有人搞圣经班，有人搞这样搞那样，去屋企清洁，神不会忘记。
You know, we've taken people to Sichuan, we've taken to Fujian, some went to Taiwan, we had the youth camp, we had Sunday school, we went to houses and cleaned. God remembers. He won't forget.
我们给神的侍奉，我们给神的奉献，神是记得的。
You know, all the things that we do for the Lord in service and giving, He remembers it.
神睇到，神知道，神会记喺佢嘅账度。
God sees it, He knows it, and He will take record of it.
非常好，系咪？神知道你为佢所做嘅一切。
God knows what you've been doing for Him.
甚至呢每一毫子每一个斗零神都知道
You know, and even every penny, every cent that you give for God, He knows it.
领导为什么要奉献呢
Why do leaders need to give?
因为神要我们做个好管家
Because God wants us to be a steward, of a good steward.
我们做属灵领袖呢就要在小事上忠心，神就会给我们在最大的事可以做忠心。
And God wants us to be faithful in the little things so that we can also be faithful in the bigger things.
同我看路加福音第十六章第十节同埋十三節，至到十三節。
Look at Luke chapter 16, verse 10 to 13.
路加福音十六章第十至到十三。
Luke chapter 16, verse 10 to 13.
十六章第十節話：人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心，也在最小的事上不義。在大事上也不义。倘若你们在不义的钱财上不忠心，谁还把那真实的钱财托付你们呢？倘若你们在别人的东西上不忠心，谁能把你们自己的东西给你他们呢？你们呢？十三节，一个仆人不能侍奉两个主，不是护这个爱那个，就是从这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
马门即是钱。
这个经文说小事上忠心，
不义上的不义上的事忠心。Here it says that faithful in the little things and in the unrighteous things.
它两个是作一个对比，其实同一样的。
And he's making a comparison, and he's also kind of putting them together. 即係小事上，不義的事上咧，就係錢財嘅事。And so the little things and the unrighteous things is our money matters. 咁啊，最大嘅事咧，公義嘅事係咩啊？ And the bigger things, the righteous things are what? 服侍神，喺教會做屬靈領袖。And the righteous things are serving God and being a leader in His church. 如果我哋喺一般嘅世俗嘅事咧，係唔忠心，神唔會俾我哋喺教會裏邊係有份做管理其他事。So if we are not faithful in worldly matters, God will not let us be in charge of things in His church. 所以呢個係話領導人要先以身作則，行先。在小事上忠心，神先至俾我哋喺教会里边喺侍奉神可以忠心。And so, if in the church, if we're not faithful in the worldly matters, then God will not put us in a position in the church to be a leader of a position of authority. 所以我哋睇到呢个十二个领袖咧，佢喺呢度做呢个嘅主动嘅奉献，神好欣赏。And so we see the 12 leaders here as they took the initiative, and then God really appreciated that. 那侍奉神呢，就是牧养神的羊啊，关心教会的事情。And so serving in the church is taking care of the sheep, and being concerned about the things that God's concerned about. 所以我哋做属灵领袖呢，呢个系一个嘅挑战，系点样管理自己嘅金钱。And so this is a challenge to all those who want to be spiritual leaders. How do you handle your money matters?
可能呢个观点咧，同世俗嘅观点好唔一样。
I think this value is very different than the world's value. 因为世界咧认为管钱咧就系做好管家咧，就投资啊、买股票啊等等。And the world's view of being a good steward is how do you invest? How do you What kind of stocks and bonds are you getting?
或者點樣做生意啊？做生意得好啊，管理得錢財好啊。
Or maybe the world's view is what are you doing in your business and how are you making a good business?
但係喺神嘅計劃裏邊，佢話做好管家咧，唔係咁樣。
But in God's value system, being a good steward is different.
神嘅好管家就係送出，唔係積存。
And in God's value system, a good steward is giving out and not hoarding in.
是送出，不是積存。Giving out, not accumulating. 你跟我看马太福音第六章十九节至到二十一节。
Look in Matthew. Chapter 6, verse 19 to 21.
做一个好管家是送出去，不是积存。耶稣是这样说，
A good steward is giving and not accumulating.
第六章十九节说，不要为自己积存财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能受坏，也有贼刮龙来偷，只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能受坏，也没有贼刮咩龙来偷，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。22节 ，22， 眼睛就是身上的灯，你们。眼睛若亮，燃亮，全身就光明。
你的心，你的财宝在边度，你的心在边度。And where your treasure is, there your heart is also.
所以财，你的今日的财宝在边度。
And so where is your treasure today?
属灵领袖的财宝要在天上。
If you want to be a spiritual leader, your treasure needs to be in heaven.
你要将你的注意放在天上的东西，在天上积存。
And if you want to have your treasure in heaven, you must be making your treasure in heaven, not on earth. You know, these worldly things, they're not dependable. They're here today and gone tomorrow. And Macau is facing this great challenge. And maybe you can tell me how much money do you need to be satisfied? 你覺得有幾多係夠? How much do you think is enough? 如果我十年前問一般澳門人，你覺得有幾多係夠？我諗一般澳門人會答我，100萬係好犀利喎。I think if I asked Macau people 10 years ago, how much is enough? Almost everybody would say, if I had a million, that would be great. 但是今天呢，100萬算啲咩？可能你住緊間樓已經唔止呢個數。 But now what is a million? Maybe the house you're living in is more than a million. 要1,000萬夠唔夠啊? 10 million. We're talking Hong Kong dollars here. 港紙，我講緊港紙，係咪？ 你話100萬港紙唔夠，100萬美金啊夠喎，100萬美金都唔夠1,000萬喎。 He said, a million U.S. is enough. That's not even 10 million Hong Kong. Yet. Is there any limit where you keep going and you say, I've got enough, I don't want any more? 是沒有嘛，唔會停的嘛。 我哋積存，跟住有日股市跌就點啊？樓市跌，負資產又點？You know, we chase, and then all of a sudden, you know, the stock market bottoms out, and then the housing market goes out, and we're left with all this negative income. Then what do we do? 耶穌話：將你嘅財寶放喺天上。 天上呢,不会消失,不会过去。Jesus said, put your treasure in heaven. In heaven, it's not going to go away. I wonder if we have this heart to be a heart of giver. 將我哋嘅錢奉獻俾有啲有需要嘅人 to give of our things to people that need it. 老實話你聽咧，仲唔要問話有幾多？反而個重點咧就係我點樣運用我所擁有。 You know, it's not how much I have. But it's what I do with what I have. 因為無論積存幾多呢，有一日都會消失。我點樣消失之前，點樣運用得好啲？ Because, you know, no matter how much I get, one day it's all going to disappear. So how do I use what I have to the best? 因為你有積存幾多呢，你都唔可以帶走佢，係咪？ 有日耶穌返嚟，全部都會消失。You know, no matter what you have, you can't take it with you when you go. And when Jesus comes back, it's all going to burn anyway. 呢個第七章呢，民數記第七章又俾我另一個嘅體會。 And here in chapter 7 of Numbers, I have another interesting thing that I want to share. 如果你睇第六節呢，至到第十節呢， 有一樣嘢就好奇怪。 And from verse 6 to verse 10, there's a very interesting thing there. 因為你見到啲人奉獻咗呢，就有六個 牛車同埋十二對牛，係咪？十二隻牛。咁咧，摩西收咗呢啲嘢，跟住佢係俾咗三組嘅利未人。And so the leaders, they offered 6 carts and 12 oxen. And when Moses received these carts and oxen, then he divided them among the 3 tribal heads of the Levites. 那利未人呢，他要管理这个会幕和神圣的事呢，所以他分了三，即是一个支派分了三部分。如果正常呢，你平均分呢，每一个支派，即是每一个家长呢，两只牛车和四只牛，不是，一只牛车和两只牛，是不是？对不对？两只牛车和四只牛，对。Each leader should get 2 carts and 4 oxen. 是六个还是十二个？我现在乱了，你自己看看。是六只，是不是？八只牛呢，第一个呢，第一个呢有两个牛车呢，是第七节呢，跟着四只牛。第八节呢，第二个呢有四架车呢，同埋八只牛哦。第三个呢就乜都冇哦。So the first leader, he gets 2 carts and 4 oxen. The second leader gets 4 carts and 8 oxen. And the third leader gets nothing. 你话公平吗？公唔公平？咁样分法啱唔啱啊 ？Is this right? Is this fair?He gets 2, he gets 4, and he gets nothing. 哇，你想想，如果我们这样看，喂，岂有此理，为什么他这么多，我什么都没有？ You know, if it's us, hey, why are you giving him so much? I don't get anything. 似乎呢，就好像很不对，为什么要这样分？ It's like, wow, what's going on? You know? 很多时候我们是这样的反应，社会上很多人是这样。但当我们仔细看看原来这三个家族做什么，我们明白。But as we look into what they do with what they get, we understand. 原来第一家呢，他要搬运那些比较轻的东西，他两架车呢，四只牛是够手有余。And the first family, you know, they have to move the light things for the tabernacle. And 2 carts and 4 oxen is more than enough. 第二个家族呢，佢就要搬嗰啲比较重嘅，重沓沓，又要搬上搬落，又好重嘅。咁啊，所以佢需要四架车。And the second family, they have to move the heavy things. You know, they have to pick it up and load it and all this heavy stuff. 第三个家族呢，圣经讲明佢约柜呢系要担喺个箭头度，唔可以系摆牛车度，一定要用脚嚟行嘅。And the third family, you know, they had to put it on their shoulders and carry it. And they couldn't put it in a cart. Usually, they gave a 牛车, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. And so if you gave them a cart, they couldn't use it. So actually, God is very fair. You ask those who have to carry heavy things, wait, you have to carry heavy things, can you? And you ask those that are moving the light things, hey, you guys want to change and move the heavy stuff? Wow, carry so heavy?唔制啊！No, I don't want to do that. Yeah. 好多事呢，我哋人比人比死人，系咪 ？So often, you know, we compare ourselves with others. You know, it's just never ending. 我哋有冇满足神俾我哋嘅嘢 ？Are we content with what God gives us? 神呢，俾你一个嘅托付，神俾你一个工作咧，神会俾你所需要嘅工具嚟做到神要你做嘅嘢。You know, when God gives you a job, when God gives you a mission, He's going to give you what you need to accomplish your mission. 佢唔一定俾多，唔一定俾少，佢俾你啱啱好。You know, He's not going to give you more, and He's not going to give you less. He's going to give you what you need. 所以呢度我哋睇到佢分咧，从我哋嘅角度觉得唔公平，从神嘅角度系啱啱好。And so we look at this, we say, "Hey, this isn't fair," but God says it's right. 弟兄姊妹。我哋唔好同人哋比较。喂，我有做工，佢又做工，佢赚咁多，我赚咁少啊！ know, I work, he works, why does he get so much and I get so little?
有時社會好唔公平，係咪？咁啱先，佢撞到嗰個客又係咁，啊，你撞到嗰個客又係咁。 You know, he got a good customer and you got a bad customer.
有時控制唔到喎。我要仰望神，睇神有咩教導我哋。神俾我哋有唔同嘅責任。我哋成日覺得隔離飯香啲，係咪先？ You know, we always think that the grass is greener on the other side of the road.
神要我哋滿足接受佢俾我哋嘅。我哋好快睇埋第七章啊！第七章咧，你重複睇，重複睇咧，即係頭先都講過咧，神係要認定佢嘅奉獻，係欣賞佢嘅奉獻。And as we finish with chapter 7 and we looked at they keep repeating what they gave, God is giving an approval for their offering. 但是同样呢, and God wants us to know that their offering was precious. 同样神说你为神所做的是宝贵, and at the same time, God wants you to know that what you do for him is precious. 神是欣赏, 神是看到, and God sees it and he appreciates it. 但你都可以说另一个角度呢，佢所奉献呢就是一样，佢所俾嘅是一样嘅。But you can also look and you see that what they gave was all the same. 虽然是一样嘅奉献，神都话是宝贵。 And even though everything that they gave was exactly the same as the other guys, God still said it's precious, it's special. 虽然佢所奉献嘅一样，但神都话是重要嘅，好嘅。 神不会说，喂，他又刚刚给你个，你又重复给。对第十一个人，喂，有没有不新鲜的，你又给那些，他又给啊。没嘛。 You know, God didn't say to this other guy, hey, you're giving the same thing he gave. Don't you have something else to give? Or to the 12th guy, you know, hey, I've got 11 of these already. I don't need any more of this. No, God still said, it's precious. 所以你不要担心，你为神奉献，神说是宝贵，是重要。 同埋佢所奉献系一样，其实神都要我哋奉献嘅系一样嘅。神要我哋做一样嘅奉献，神俾每一个人嘅要求都系我哋全部都奉献一样嘅嘢。你知唔知 ？You know, God calls on us to give the same offering. He doesn't call us to do different offerings. 你话牧师咩意思？佢有钱我冇钱咧，佢点可以一样？So how can that be? He's got money, I don't have any money. 圣经里边讲一个叫十分一奉献。 The Bible talks about the giving of our tithe. 十分一奉献，你有10蚊就俾1蚊啦，你有100蚊就俾10蚊啦，你1000蚊就俾100蚊啦，十分一个都系一样。 You know, tithe means that if you got $10, you give $1. If you got $100, you give $10. If you got $1,000, you give $100. Everybody does the same. 一样嘅奉献，神好公平系咪？啊，神系咁样样。咁啊。 你有興趣呢，就可以研究十一奉獻係咩。馬拉基裏邊，馬拉基書裏邊第三章十節呢，有一個好特別嘅經文呢。If you have interest, you can study in the Bible about the tithe, but in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 10, there's a very interesting verse.
因為喺呢個經文裏邊，係全本聖經裏邊係唯一嘅地方，神係俾個挑戰我哋。 Because this is the only verse in the whole Bible where God gives us a challenge. 神就说,你试下我。神就叫我们试下他。 And in this verse, God says, you test me in this and see what I will do. It's the only verse in the whole Bible where God says, test me.
这个经文是这样的,第三章十字说,万军之耶和华说,你们要将当立的十分一, 十分之一存现送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，甚至无处可用。God
says, test me. Give me the tithe and see if I will not give back to you in abundance.
那你想经历下，你试下呢？ Let's look very quickly at chapter 8, verse 1 to 4. Because I said we're going to look at chapter 7 and chapter 8.
第八章第一节, 耶和华晓谕摩西说，你告诉阿伦说，点灯的时候，七盏灯都要向灯台前面发光。阿伦便这样行，他点灯台上的灯， 使灯向前发光，是耶和华所吩咐摩西说：这灯台的作法是用金子钉出来的，连座大花都是锤出来的。摩西制造灯台是照耶和华所指示的样式。
可能你在这里勾头，牧师你说是讲侍奉，奉献和侍奉，这个灯有什么关系？
Maybe you're saying, Pastor, what are you talking about? You said we're talking about service here.
第七章是讲奉献，第八章是讲安立利未人，是侍奉。
Chapter 7 is talking about giving. Chapter 8 is talking about dedicating the Levites for the service.
但是为什么呢？ 安立他做这个侍奉之前呢，是有这几节讲灯台呢？
So why is this talking about the light in before the service?
有一个很重要的意思，弟兄姊妹，因为这个灯台是代表神的光，要照在人的心里边。
Because this light is talking about God's light shining into our heart.
所以无论我们奉献或者我们侍奉， 我们需要神的灯照住在我们心中。
So whether we are giving or serving, we need the light of God to shine in our heart.
因为我们看到这个小插曲的时候，是有这个灯在这里，是给我一个很重要的提醒。
As we look at this, it's like just inserted in here, God is giving us a very important message.
我们所侍奉、所奉献，要睇我哋嘅心里边嘅动机。No
matter what we do in our service or how we give, God wants to look at our heart, our motives, and our attitudes.
我哋心里边嘅态度同埋动机喺神里边好重要。我哋需要神嘅光嚟照住，俾我哋反映到个心。We
need the light of the Word to shine in our heart to show us our attitude in our heart.
为什么呢？有些人奉献呢，他为了出风头。Why
is that? Because some people give their gifts just to get the glory.
有些人奉献呢，因为他想有个名在个灯报纸，我奉献了1,000,000给四川。Some
people give just because they want their name in the newspaper. I give $100 million to Sichuan.
有些人奉献呢，因为他觉得呢，良心好过啲啊。
Some people give because they think, oh, it makes me feel better.
这个神要我们检查我们奉献的心和动机。
Here God wants us to look at our heart, why we are giving. What is the motive of our heart?
所以我们需要神的光，是当我们每次做一件事的时候，检查我们的态度和我们的心。
你跟我看回马太福音第六章。Look back with me at Matthew chapter 6.
我们看第一节至到第三节、第四节。In
Matthew chapter 6, we're going to look at verse 1 to verse 4.
我们很快完了今天，但这个很重要。 第六章第一节说，你们要小心，不可将善事行在人的面前，故意叫他们看见。若是这样，
就不能得你们天父的赏赐了，所以你们施舍的时候，不可在你面前吹号，像那假冒为善的人在会堂里和街道上所行的，故意要得人的荣耀。我实在告诉你们，你们已经得了，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。 你们施舍的时候，不要叫左手知道右手所做的，要叫你施舍的时候，即时行在暗中，你父在暗中察看，必然报答你。所以我哋奉献嘅时候呢，就唔好俾其他人知道你奉献啲乜嘢。So when you give, don't let other people know what you're giving. 耶稣就在天上，他欣赏，他看到。 And Jesus sees it from heaven. He sees it. 神知道你奉献多少。 God knows how much you give. 其他人不需要知。 Nobody else needs to know. 是你和神之间的事。 It's between you and God. 侍奉都是一样。我们要看神，看我们的心。 And service is the same. We need God to look at our heart. 有啲人咧，佢就話：牧師啊，你唔明啊，我為主做好多嘢，冇人欣賞，冇人拍我背脊話你做得好啊。Some people come and they say, Pastor, you know, nobody notices what I do. I've been serving God so much, you know, nobody comes and pats me on the back. I feel so sad. 喂，如果你係咁，我話祝福你喎。And if that's your case, I say, praise God. 因為你暗中做咧，神睇到嘅。 Because what you're doing in secret, God sees it. 你天上有好多个福气喺度, and you have a great treasure in heaven. 如果每一样嘢人哋行过嚟，哇，做得好，做得好. You know, if everything you do, you know, somebody comes and pats you on the back, you got your reward. 你已经得到你嘅报答啊，喺地上天上冇冇赏赐喎. You know, you have no treasure in heaven because you got it here on earth. 所以我哋所做嘅 我哋暗中做嘅，你话我侍奉得咁多，冇人理我，冇人鼓励我。你话神鼓励你噶。You say, no, I'm serving God so much, and nobody cares, nobody notices. God knows. Let that be enough. 但系牧师，你唔知我日日嚟擦洗厕所，嚟擦厕所嘅。系。You say, Pastor, you know, every day I come and I clean the bathrooms. Nobody even knows I do that. Praise the Lord. 感谢主啊！冇人需要知。 神知嘛？神用咗一章嘅第二章长嘅经文咧嚟欣赏，系话我哋听神睇到嘅。God used the second longest chapter in the Bible to tell us that He sees it, He knows. 神知道你为佢做乜，甚至我都唔需要知。You know, I don't even need to know, but God knows. 嗱，当然咧，有时我哋侍奉神咧，我哋好希望人哋会明白，希望人哋会咁。 但如果你係需要人哋好似即係掛個牌喺度啊，我為神做呢樣，為神做嗰樣嘅，你要睇你嘅動機。You know, of course, we often need encouragement and recognition from other people. But if you're doing it just to get the encouragement, if you're doing it just to get recognized, you need to look at your heart.
最後一節經文。 是马可福音十二章四十一节。The
last verse we want to look at is in Mark chapter 12, verse 41 to 44. 喺呢个经文里边咧，耶稣就喺奉献箱嗰度睇人哋点样奉献。我要留意下圣经讲嘅，耶稣系睇人哋点样奉献，唔系睇佢奉献几多。In this In these verses, Jesus is sitting there at the treasury watching how the people put their money in. And notice it said he's observing how they give their offering and not what they give. So Jesus is concerned on how they give, their motives. So Jesus is concerned on how they give, their motives. So Jesus is concerned on how they give, their motives. So Jesus is concerned on how they give, their motives. 看眾人怎樣投錢入庫，好有好些財主往裏投了若干的錢。有一個窮寡婦來，往裏投了兩個小錢，就是一個大錢。耶穌叫門徒來說，我實在告訴你們，這窮寡婦投入庫裏的比眾人所投的更多，因為他們都是自己有餘拿出來投在裏頭，但這窮這個寡婦是自己不足，把他一切養生的都投上了。那耶穌呢，他指出這個婦人呢，不是因為他錢多少，是因為他的心態。Now, Jesus is acknowledging this lady not because of how much she gave, but because of her heart. 她是有这个奉献的心，我们要从她的心去学习。And she had the heart to give, and we need to learn from her heart. 她就谦虚这样奉献。She was giving humbly.他就没周围说、啊、我得先个最后一块钱我给耶稣、哎、真的我很辛苦。And she didn't go and say, you know, this is my last penny, I'm going to give it to God, oh, this is, woe is me, woe is me, it's so painful. 有的人是说、哎、呀我很辛苦、啊、没有我要工作我要做这样、哎、呀真的惨、啊。And some people serve God, they say, you know, I'm so hard, you know, I have to work, I have to do this, oh, I'm so terrible. I got to give an offering to God.佢冇喎，佢好似好喜樂啊！呢個婦人 ，she was giving from her heart and joy。耶穌嘅光照住喺心裏邊。你奉獻嘅時候咧，有冇呢種喜樂啊 ？When you give, do you have this kind of joy？ 唔係奉獻幾多，數目唔重要，係嗰個心、那個心態呢、這個先係重要。It's not how much we give, it's how we give from the heart. 没人留意你会不会照奉献。Nobody recognizes it. Are you still going to give? 那文数记呢？第七章、第八章，我们的侍奉、我们的奉献，是要有神的光照住我们的态度。So in Numbers chapter 7 and chapter 8, when we serve and when we give, we need the light of the Spirit to shine in our hearts, to examine our motives. 我们要愿意奉献，来有个施比受更为有福的心态。We need to be willing to give and have the heart of it's more blessed to give than to receive. 我们也都要有这个的暗中做，唔好俾别人睇，系从神嗰度得到欣赏。And we need to have the heart that I'm going to do it in secret, and not to do it for people to acknowledge, but to get my reward from God in heaven. 你咁样做咧，你系天上积埋财宝。And when you do this, you are building a treasure in heaven. 呢个天上嘅财宝咧，唔会消失。And this treasure in heaven will not disappear. 昨天呢，同一个嘅婆婆做咗丧礼，系我太太嘅契妈。And last night had a funeral for my wife's adopted mother. 佢喺地上咧有几多钱我唔知。I don't know how much money she had on this earth. 佢有个女读埋博士，有另外一个女喺镜湖做护士。另一个仔做大生意 ，one of her daughters has a PhD, another one is a nurse at the Gangwon Hospital, and another her son does business. 佢本身都系读得唔少书 ，and she herself had studied a lot. 咁佢有几钱我唔知，但我知道佢唔系穷。I don't know how much money she had, but I know she wasn't poor. 但我都知道而家佢所拥有嘅。带不到上天堂。But I know this, all that she had, she couldn't take it with her. 但如果是为了主积埋啲财宝喺天，
係天上有財寶等緊你。But if we are building a treasure in heaven, when we get there, we will have a treasure waiting for us.
人人都有一日就要面對呢個關口。我又一陣間又要再去有呢個嘅出品嘅儀式，咁我都係一樣，我要兩手空空嚟到呢個世界，兩手空空離開。個重點，我哋喺呢個有生之日，我哋點樣管理神俾我哋嘅財產 ？You know, in just a half an hour, I'm going to go and have the final meeting as we put her off into the hearse to go to the crematorium. And the message is the same. We come into this world two empty hands, and we leave with two empty hands. But the importance is, how do we handle what God has given us in this life?
一齊祈禱。主耶穌，我哋多謝你，因為你要睇到我哋為你所做嘅，就算別人睇唔到，我哋知道你睇到。別人唔欣賞，但耶穌你欣賞。求你俾我哋呢種嘅奉獻者嘅心、侍奉者嘅心，讓我哋所做嘅係為咗主耶穌你，係能夠喺天上積埋財寶。神，願意我哋嘅生命投資喺你嘅裏邊，願我哋嘅價值觀、我哋嘅人生觀俾耶穌你改造嘅，以致我哋所侍奉、所奉獻呢，係得蒙神你嘅喜悅嘅。神，靠你嘅光、你嘅燈照亮喺我哋心裏邊，睇到我哋嘅心態，睇到我哋嘅動機，睇到我哋嘅動機是不是合乎你的心意，以致我们所行所做呢，都可以得蒙神你的喜悦。所以我们多谢你，你给我们这个民数记第七章是这么长这么重复，给我们看得到这么宝贵的信息。你是欣赏，你是看到我们为你所做的。主要愿意我们所做的是真的是蒙悦纳的。我哋多谢主听我哋祷告，奉耶稣名求，阿门。默祷之后开心。唔记得咗，暑假真系忙啊！我仲系氹氹住。我哋今日麦饼纪念主，啊，多谢你哋提醒，我都冇望嗰边。we've got Communion this morning, so let's prepare our hearts. 我哋每次麦饼纪念主呢，都系纪念耶稣为我哋死喺十字架。